And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I keep my joy? We love this question and thank you. The very short answer is, keep your joy. Keep your joy regardless of any outside stimulus, environment, picture. Keep your joy regardless of any of the thought forms that come into your mind that are punishing, resentful, carrying revenge, critical, disturbing. It is your choice to live joy or to live fear and sadness and sorrow and upset and disappointment and disillusionment. It is your choice. We are not saying that this is a Pollyanna attitude, that things that are going on, you ignore or you simply leap over them. But it is to acknowledge, yes, what goes on in life, what goes on in your head, and yet it is your choice. What do you do with life? How do you calibrate yourself with joy? It is your choice, dear ones. And there are parts of you that may say, but look, I am a victim here. I am losing my job. The prices are going up at the market and at the gas pump. My relationships are tumbling or are not satisfying. And it goes on and on. The human mind, the ego mind, is always looking for problems. That is its modus operandi, to look for problems so it can solve them, because that gives it energy, so to speak, and makes it feel important. And so then it turns to yet the next problem, the next problem, the next problem. How does this result in a joyful life for you? When we say joy, we mean contentment and peace, peace of mind, heaven on earth. And this is your assignment, dear ones, in this lifetime. Certainly not the only one, but joy is light, and light is God. And light and God are coming to the earth plane to restore it. The more light that you are, the more will be revealed in the darkness, and it will leave. Because as you know, in a dark room, if you turn on the light, the darkness goes away, dissipates. There's not a corner that stays dark when you turn on the lights. So light, be the light that you are. And keeping your joy is part of this. Try this out this week. When a disturbance or a picture outside of you in the world scene disturbs you, for a moment, pause. Pause right there. Do not let your mind go on and on about how horrible things are and how the world is going down, down, down. Pause. Come back home to the center of your being and ask, and you are asking God and your spirit, what is the truth here? What is for me to see? How do I keep my joy? You will hear answers, dear one. And remember that the mind, your human mind, will not like this. It will want to keep things churned up within your system. So come back home. That is where peace and comfort and truth, the highest truth, and love and the embrace of God and your spirit are at the center of your being. Again, we thank you for this question, and we ask you to explore this week, how to keep your joy. It is your choice. The quality of your life and the amount of joy in your life and in your system is up to you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.